Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Welcome in. Time for Daily Editorial. A couple of topics today that are certainly of interest in the news. One is Mar-a-Lago was progressing down there. And the other one is Jim and I really have to talk about China today. It's getting to be a very, very tense situation. Jimmy, let's start with Mar-a-Lago. What's going on?
So, you know, I said when this thing first kicked off, when this entire FBI, whatever, political Gestapo raid against the former president, that that there's a possibility that, you know, maybe there's something else behind this. And sure enough, there's a lot of information coming out now that, first of all, they had the warrant was sealed. They allowed Trump's lawyer to read it on the site, but they did not let her take a copy of it as they were going through the all the rooms and all pulling out all the documents. That has been now, because of Judicial Watch, the judge, the same judge that signed the warrant, has now said they have to release at least a redacted copy of the warrant, which will identify what specifically they were looking for and what they could actually use to, what their target was. But the other information that's coming out, and as I suspected, is that there may have been the FBI's effort, another nefarious effort, to take back a file that was a dossier specifically outlining classified information about the Mueller and the Russia collusion issues. And it looks like maybe this is possible, that the FBI was actually trying to get that document back, even though the White House had requested declassification of the documents. Now, that would show absolute corruption on DOJ and FBI side in order to peck their own behinds from some of the things that happened and some of the false allegations and the statements that happened. But it also explains how complicated it is to not be threatened, or, you know, how complicated it is to get these declassification documents, like the JFK trial, as John Krusek mentions on the blog, for the Trump administration. There was roadblocks set up by congressional statute, by law, that the DOJ was using to intimidate the White House from declassifying many documents that were related to, you know, things that the IC and the Department of Justice had done incorrectly or wrongly, which shows a very dark, dark example of using power to protect your own interests inside the federal government.
Well, Jimmy, the million-dollar question here, I mean, it continues to be the same thing that I ask every single day. How can the current administration get away with this? It's virtually bordering on illegal. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever that nobody really is stopping all of this from going on. I mean, the Mar-a-Lago situation is unprecedented, Jim.
Well, it's just total BS. I mean, it's just a total fabricated political hit job. And like everything else over the last 5-6 years against the former president, before he ran, during his administration, and after his administration. And the reason why is because they are very afraid of him. And the reason why it continues, Al, the reason why they're getting away with it, is because through the Obama administration, the Obama team was able to co-opt corporate journalism in America in order to meet their requirements and their agenda. Right. And the corporations are using the media to meet their agendas, which are encouraging and supporting a corrupt government that will protect them, that tech industry, global corporations. So you've got law enforcement senior leaders in law enforcement imported by this corrupt government. You've got corporate entities that are funding and supporting the corrupt government in order to protect their financial interests and have a tremendous amount of influence. And then you've got the media outlets that are the actual talking voices of these major corporate global entities that actually are supporting and not questioning what's going on. So basically, in a socialist country, in a communist country, the most important thing to do is control the propaganda. And that's what they've done. And that's why they're getting away with it. And then they're using law enforcement to back it up. And they're using existing law, but only focusing it on their and targeting their enemies, which is absolutely in American history. People have used, you know, politics and the law before to do that. But at this level and attacking so many Americans and actually using it to intimidate and silence people is just, I mean, it harkens back to the crown prior to the Revolutionary War, putting soldiers in people's houses.
Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly what we're facing, that type of infusion or control mechanisms to protect political and power interests for financial interests.
Well, let's look at this whole thing. Let's take a look at the entire picture. Now, number one, there's no question that the media really, really seems to be compromised right now. And with the media compromised, the average American has no idea what is going on. So we have a compromised media. We have a compromised Federal Bureau of Investigation. All of that, Jim, seems so ludicrous, nobody is going to believe it. It's crazy.
Yeah, you know, half of the country understands what's happening, more and more waking up to what's happening. The other half of the country just hear the media. And if they just hear the media, they're only hearing one side of the story. And if that side of the story is shaped in particular, and it's 90% of the media is controlled by these corporate entities, and that includes Fox News. You know, the Murdochs and the Murdoch's son that now controls Fox News, there was just an article the other day. I've talked about it since the election, but they are absolutely against Trump. And you know, they're trying to expand their market to gather more Democrats. So they're willing to compromise integrity. They're willing to highlight different parts of the news that kind of cover up what's happening there too, because they're a corporate interest as well. But they do have a few people like Tucker Carlson. That absolutely, and a lot of people, Jesse Waters, some of these people that actually are really strongly, they're thinking and they're strongly against what's happening right now. But those voices are very minor relative to the major ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and MSNBC network, you know, kind of propaganda that's out there.
Right.
So, you know, that's the target. That's where you have to change. They've got to begin questioning, and you've got to somehow force that change in order to make a difference and actually question what's going on in the government rather than supporting and just, you know, backing up the government on a continual basis.
Do you think the number of the population that has an awareness similar to yours and mine, do you think that number is getting to be large enough that we can make a difference, Jim? And if so, why?
Well, I think primarily the issues of inflation, a border, violent crime in the cities, and of course the foreign policy disasters this administration, the Biden regime continues to make, they're waking people up. Do they understand the entire how much of an impact, you know, the global corporate, you know, BlackRock's, Fidelity's, you know, State Street, their influence? They probably don't. But they're beginning to feel the problems at their own level. And everyone knows that they have to be very careful about what they say, because if they're, you know, they might lose their job or they might be reprimanded or they might be just attacked on social media. But most people don't want that type of pressure. But they feel it. They feel that oppression. And that's something in America that we've never allowed or accepted in the past. And that, I think, is waking people up, so the numbers are potentially growing. Is it enough to make a difference? We'll see in November. My guess is, you look at polling, you look at some of the issues out there, my guess is that there are a lot of people waking up. The problem is that last minute political attack, this entire thing on Mar-a-Lago, and then the left continually saying, oh, well, you know, no one's above the law, and which is a total false lie, because if
yes,
you're supporting the administration, you're way above the law.
Right.
And you're using the law to, you know, in what they call, quote, lawfare. And this is a strategy that very influential Democratic leaders are using, identifying. It's what actually socialist and communist governments have used in the past. They use the law as a justification for what their actions they're taking. And then they develop threats and they say, oh, white supremacist threats or conservative, you know, people that are frustrated with the actual, you know, the outcome of the election and saying that it was potentially fraudulent. And according to the news, the Justice Department is actually giving subpoenas to Congress people who questioned the legitimacy of the 2020 election. That is intimidation. And people are afraid to be intimidated. They are afraid to be attacked by a Justice Department that will throw you in jail for years for walking onto the Capitol steps or walking into the room. And that's what they're doing right now. They are using that type of intimidation to silence opposition and threatening people. And they're doing it to other Congress members, and certainly they're doing it to the former president and his staff.
Who's going to be strong enough to win this battle, Jim? That's the problem. I don't think anybody is, and I'm going to tell you why right now. Point number one, the almighty dollar. Jeff Bezos is one of the most intelligent, one of the most powerful people in the world. They got to him because of the economic situation. Bill Gates is an incredibly bright individual. They got to Bill Gates because of the economic situation. They're getting to everybody, Jimmy, and that scares the daylights out of me.
Well, you know, so... The problem is no tyranny ever survives for long. They'll either be attacked by another tyrant and lose, or the people will finally rise up. Is what you saw, you know, in 1989, 1990, when the Soviet Union finally collapsed.
Yeah.
You know, China eventually is having, and we can transition to that. I know we don't have a lot of time probably, but you know, they're facing some very serious problems, and their level of control is beginning to frustrate their population, because the population did have, some of them had a little taste of, you know, freedom and capitalism, but they're being totally controlled. They will fall. And the problem is the pain in between, you know, in the Soviet Union, you know, that's a 50-year process, 60-year process, 70-year process, you know, in some of these countries, it doesn't take that long. But you can see, like in Venezuela, where the socialists are destroying the economy, destroying people's lives, they still have control. And it takes a long time. Cuba, another example, you know, they take away individual choice and freedom. They argue that they have a better system, but it's through the security state and through these intimidation tactics, which is exactly what the Biden administration is doing. And you know what? I do think people will stand up in America, primarily because of Second Amendment rights. But the problem is the big objective with this administration is to take away people's gun rights. And if they take away people's gun rights, they will have control. No one will argue. They will be using their power to intimidate and influence everyone. And that's, you know, that unfortunately, I never want to see it go to bloodshed. But unfortunately, they're pushing these types of issues. And according to the news, breaking news, somebody fired shots at the FBI headquarters in Cincinnati, which will be a justification to start taking away people's guns. I will guarantee it.
Oh, I guarantee it will, too. There's no question about that. Jim, you mentioned talking a little bit about the situation between mainland and Taiwan. I would like to do that in the course of the weekend radio show, which you and I are going to be recording tomorrow. This subject that you brought up is way too important, in my opinion, Jim.
Yeah, and, you know, look, people think, and this is the problem, you know, you're looking for a person, right, a thing. You know, people look to Biden, he's responsible for all this. No, it's an administrative state that's responsible for it. It's the head in the direction that is given by some coordinated effort. And sometimes... Right. The administrative state is so powerful, no matter how much that idea at the top is there, they really can't accomplish their goals.
Right.
And so, you know, and that's the case with Donald Trump. You know, he had a vision. He thought he could make changes. He also didn't understand how corrupt Washington and the people that work for this government are. Mm-hmm. And how many of them have political agendas or personal agendas that are way above the agenda of being servants of the people. And unfortunately, that's a very challenging situation. So when people say, oh, Trump didn't do this or didn't do that, well, no, it's an entire administrative state that was a wall to stop it. And the reason why they're fighting so hard against Donald Trump is because he possibly might be someone that could stop it. He might be someone that might have the strength and the power and the confidence now that he has the previous experience to stop it. And they can't take it. They do not want to allow that to happen at all costs. And that's Republicans, Democrats, anybody that lives inside the Beltway that believes that they forgot the actual principle of our nation.
Yeah.
The principle of our nation is this is a government of the people, by the people, for the people. These people, James Comey, Mitch McConnell, you start naming them, they actually think the government is them, and they're smarter than the rest of us. And they stopped representing the people, and they're now protecting the government.
Right.
And that government, they believe they use whatever law to justify their actions because they're protecting the government. But the government has stepped away from supporting the best interests of the people. And that's when things change. That's when this country will reignite and I think push back. And I think we're going to see a very strong pushback coming.
Well, I don't know. I have to tell you, I think I'm coming more and more to the conclusion that the former President Obama is behind all of this, and I think you've got a formidable foe in Obama.
I think it's a combination of Obama, it's a combination of people like Trudeau, Macron, Meghan Merkel, and now Schultz in Germany, even people like Boris Johnson that are actually tied into this idea of globalization. Certainly,
right.
Jacinda in New Zealand, and you know, some of these other Western leaders that have been involved with the World Economic Forum.
Yeah.
They have a vision of what they want to accomplish, and it is not in a democratic republic method. It's a how do we control, and it's really for financial benefit.
Sure.
And that's what they're taking. People talk about the global reset. They're talking about all these plans. These people have an idea and an agenda, and it's about ego. It's about their belief that they are right. And they convince people, and a lot of people, they convince that they're doing things for the best interest of the people. But they're willing to sacrifice individuals for it. That's the sad part. People buy into it if their lives aren't affected very much. But right now, people's lives are being affected a lot of it because of it. And America is the one place on this planet that started this whole idea that individuals are equal to or greater than the government, and the government here is to protect those rights given by God.
Right.
That's the country that started it. We fall, everybody else falls. And we will be determined by a transhuman Chinese dictatorship. And I think I'm done with it. I'm going to continue to stand up and talk about it. And I think many Americans are beginning to wake up, and I'm going to do whatever I can to wake people up.
Well, I know you are, Jim, and you certainly got this forum open to you. Jim, thanks so much, bud.
Always, Al.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.